Every morning there are Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and hi to all of those who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 30th of June, and it's cloudy and drizzling here in Orville, and pretty fresh after last night's storm on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today very warm, with intervals of clouds and sunshine, a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon, and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 37, with heat index of 43 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 8 km per hour, and with some occasional gusts on 11 km per hour. In the evening, winds will change the direction into westerly winds with 11 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, visible on 10%. Let us start with the Resident Assembly decision-making event on the selection process of the Orville Council and Working Committee, which was going on Saturday, 28th of June, and quorum needed was 171 participants. To question one, which was, I agree to ratify the outcome of the selection process concerning the Orville Council, out of 288 votes were for yes, 187, which is 65%, and for no, it was 101, which is 35%. On question two, I agree to ratify the outcome of the selection process concerning the working committee. Out of 282 votes, it was yes with 105 votes, which is 37%, and no with 177 votes, which is 63%. So the Resident Assembly Service registered that we had a quorum and the community decided yes for the first question and no for the question two. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Residents Assembly Service at rasservice@orville.org, or we can call them on 8870288502. On Sunday, we are invited at 7 p.m. at Mater Mandir Amphitheatre, weather permitting, to singing of Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagavate. Joran Jivatman on guitar will guide the chanting. Everyone is welcome to join, to chant or just be, but I ask you to bring the torch and to mind the steps. Tonight, from 6:45 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we can still join David and Uli at Evolutionary Cafe. At Hall of Light in Creativity, which is next to Vika's, from today, Thursday, between 6:30 a.m. to 7:45 a.m., we can participate at Kriya Yoga class by teacher Dara, who is a Russian yoga teacher therapist. At Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited from 12th of July to participate in a training by Marie Claire on healing with love. Dr. Lasco discovered a technique of healing using intentionally and love energy. He studied for 30 years the power of love in the labs of University of Stanford and Institute of Heart Math. From this discovery, he developed a healing method he calls holoenergetics. Knowing that the electromagnetic field of the heart is 5,000 times bigger than the brain's, in a state of heart coherence, sense of separation ultimately can no longer exist. This technique is combining a state of expansion, a breathing and visualization process to transform limitative belief patterns of free energy stuck in a negative feelings towards another. This can be used as a tool for harmonization, teamwork, therapy or self-development to awaken the sacred heart or the psychic being, as Mother calls it. Marie Claire is a trained teacher and practitioner in holoenergetics. First module will happen between 12 to 13 July and second module between 19 to 20th of July. Those practices will be going on between 9 to 12 a.m. and between 2 to 5 p.m. and full attendance is compulsory. Priorities for Aurovillians and newcomers and numbers are limited, so therefore the registration you can contact Manuela with SMS on 8098900471, or you can email her at manuela.auroville@gmail.com. Another week of holidays is ahead of us because most of the Auroville schools, the kindergartens and pre-cares are starting the new school year 2014-2015 on 7th of July, which is next Monday. And from Savitri came an announcement to all those who train at the new creation gym that she's planning to close down the gym, but not the dance studio, which she set up around 15 years ago with two or three Aurovillian friends because they wanted to train. Quite a few people have trained in this gym over the year. The monthly contribution has been used to maintain in the gym as well as buying the new equipment. The problem is that every single time she bought a new piece of equipment, it was stolen invariably. People who steal are of course those who come and train. While most people are very honest, Tig spoiled the scene for everyone. She's therefore obliged to leave low quality equipment, which of course has not been stolen. It is really clear that Jim cannot evolve under these conditions. So Savitri has decided to change this space into a gymnastic area for the school students of Orville. There's actually a big demand for such a space, and those who are trained in gymnastic and physical education have already welcomed this space for that purpose. And she got the support from Sarah for this. This might be an opportunity to create a new gym in the center of Orville. Quite few Orvillians go to Pondy to nice gyms and pay quite a bit of money for that. This money could be pulled together to make a small but nice gym in Orville, like they did there in New Creation. And since we are talking about the sport, the World Football Cup is going on as we all know it, and it's in the middle. And Les Zephyr team was so kind that they decided to screen all the matches. So, rooftop at the visitor center where the Les Zephyr cafe is located, it's a nice place to hang out and watch the matches with friends. Tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, there will screen meditation on Savitri, Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 1-2, The Word of Fate, and The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. Film by Manohar of Huta's painting, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied by her own organ music. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see subcontinental comedy drama East is East, made in UK in 1999 by director Damien O'Donnell. And tomorrow they will screen an Italian comedy drama, Tutti I Santi Giorni, Every Blessed Day, made in Italy 2012 by director Paolo Virzi. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Samsara, which was made in USA, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Kenya, Denmark, Brazil, Jordan, UAE, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Italy, Ghana, Egypt, China, Japan in 2012 by writer and director Ron Fricke. And the mother wrote, "In the divine, by the divine, all is transfigured and glorified. In the divine is found the key of all mysteries and all powers." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on Orville Radio.org.